Hey guys, welcome to the Impact Hustle podcast, hosted by myself, Eric Ranks, and the co-host, Brandon Mills.
That's me.
That is you.
How's it going, Eric?
Fantastic. How about you?
Oh, doing good, man. It's starting to get a little warm here in Vegas, but I just had to turn the AC down a little bit. The office was getting a little bit warm.
You're coming at us from the office.
That's right.
I love
and,
it.
And yeah, the nice thing is, like, you know, with these virtual meetings, we can do them pretty much from anywhere, and I probably will do them from everywhere. So, and with the goal being doing them from all over the world eventually.
I love that goal. I want to follow you up on that goal.
Yeah. Well, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, perfect. Today is kind of going to be an informal podcast. I guess I would say it that way. Really, we just want to introduce this podcast to all of you that are watching and, kind of talk about our backgrounds, type of guests we're looking for, we want feedback from each of you. Like, what is it you guys want to hear content on? We want to make this an open forum. So Brandon, I'll let you jump in first and kind of, talk about kind of your background and,
Sure. Yeah, well, I'm super excited to be starting this podcast, especially since it's something, where we can explore, a wide range of interests of what we want to talk about, what our listeners want to hear, and the type of guests that we bring on, with also having a diverse range of people with all sorts of different expertise and backgrounds. But being that it's the first episode, we'll start with us. And I'm Brandon Mills, and I'm a Las Vegas native. Grew up out here, not born here, but moved here in my middle school days. Graduated high school here in Boulder City, and then started my adventure into my life, which is, I went to college in Reno, which was awesome. I did 5 years up there, spent my first year thinking I was going to do one major and ended up into another. Did criminal justice and never did a thing with it, but I enjoyed the process and I enjoyed learning it and the wide range of thought that that goes into anything that has to do with criminology. From there, I left the U.S. for a little while. I got a one-way ticket to Moscow. Traveled the Trans-Siberian Railway through Russia, down through Mongolia into China. Found myself on an island in Thailand for about 4 years. Well, I guess 2 years on the island and 2 years in Bangkok. And I ran a speedboat charter business doing fishing and snorkeling trips. Kind of living the dream in my early 20s. And once my wife at the time got pregnant, I realized it was no longer about me, and I needed to probably return back to the U.S. to give my then newborn son the most amount of opportunity, as he grew, and so now I came back to Las Vegas from Thailand, and it was during 2009 when Las Vegas was hit really hard financially with the housing crisis, and so I joined the Army. And went into the Army, became a tanker, went to Fort Knox for basic training. And from there, they said, oh, you're going to Korea. And I thought, oh, I just came from Asia, so I can't get away from that place. Went to Korea, ended up staying there for quite a while, for about 3 years. When I PCS'd back to the States, they sent me to Fort Hood in Texas. They asked, where are you coming from? I said, Korea. And they're like, well, don't unpack. We're going to Korea. I thought, oh, great. But it was at that point that I decided to just finish up my first contract and exit the military, where I then worked in the oil industry for the next 6 years. And that was super fun. It was challenging, lots and lots of hours. But with that, it was an easy transition from the military to the oil field because I was used to being dirty and sleep deprived. And at least in the oil industry, you get paid a lot better for it. And so I was able to kind of build a cool little life for myself there in Texas. But it ended up kind of falling apart when my marriage started to go downhill. And I thought, you know what? Let me move back closer to home, closer to Southern Nevada. Came back, and I knew at that point that I no longer wanted to sell my time. I wanted to buy other people's time. I had maximized how much I could sell my time for, and I sold as much of it as I could. And the oil industry definitely will suck the life out of you, but it compensates you. So I came back to Vegas with some money, and I thought, you know what, let me look around for a business. You know, I've got the entrepreneurial spirit, and I thought, let me see what's out there. I came across this company called Total Promotion Company. It was an Army vet, an older guy. He was exiting the market, and he was a bit older, had some medical issues, and was just looking to get out of it. Got a really good deal, and I thought, you know what, this is it. This is what I'll do. And so December 2019, I purchased this business. And then, you know, to my dismay, 2.5 months later, lockdowns happened. And it was some incredibly unique challenges. You know, I think the whole world was dealing with, you know, challenges of their own. And it was very tough, but looking back on it, there was a lot of silver linings, and we grew super efficient and super strong, and absorbed client lists from businesses that didn't quite make it. And now I've scaled the business, and here we are today, you know, chatting about it. So yeah, it's been an incredible journey, and I'm still on that ride. You know, there's some potential big things in the works that's coming up, and we'll see what happens. You know, I feel like you know, anytime you're in business, it's incredibly fragile, and you can lose it all in a blink of an eye. But while I'm riding this wave, I'm going to keep going and see how far it'll go. And that's what I've been doing for the last 5.5 years now.
That's awesome. And thank you for that breakdown. You know, Brandon and I have known each other, I don't know, it's probably been 3 or 4 years. I just learned quite a bit of information that I didn't know, even though I've known him for 3 or 4 years. So, you know, usually when him and I are interacting, it's environments that are very fast paced, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people around. There's a lot of,
yeah.
So, you know, it's actually really refreshing to have a chance to actually, learn a little more and have that conversation. So
that's what I like about these long form formats, is that, you know, we get a chance to shut the rest of the world out and just kind of focus on the topic. So it's going to be cool. I'm excited for this podcast.
Yeah. And, you know, Brandon, Total Promotion is, you know, that's one of the companies that I, you know, I have a couple of companies that I own. One of them is 22 Salute, which we'll talk about a little bit. But, you know, Total Promotion is one of the companies that we definitely support. So,
yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So a little bit about me. I don't know if I can follow it up to the extent he did, but, you know, it's funny that you talk about Korea. So I have never been to Korea, but I feel like I know Korea inside out. So my dad, so I grew up in a military family. My dad started in the Army and transferred to Air Force after Vietnam. But Vietnam, he actually got sent to Korea versus Vietnam, which he got very lucky, because everybody that was in his Army platoon that went to Vietnam, none of them came home. So he got very fortunate. But I grew up where he made us watch slides of Korea every year, over and over. We're like, Dad, we've seen this all. It's beautiful. It's great. We've seen all these slides over and over. So I feel like I know Korea inside out, but I've never been there. But it is super beautiful.
Yeah, I thought I was going to, you know, joining the military in the middle of, you know, several wars. You know, the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq was both, you know, full on going at the time, and I thought, you know, definitely I'd end up in one of those two countries at some point. And being that I was a tanker, tanks are better suited for force on force type battle, and so you know, they stuck me right up on the border of North Korea, and we did drills all the time, and it was a fight tonight mentality, always having our equipment ready, getting called on alerts all the time. And every once in a while, the alerts were real. You know, North Korea would be doing something silly, like shooting artillery into, you know, contested islands or, you know, whatever it might be. And you just never knew what was going to happen. North Korea is quite a force. They've got a lot of power there. I mean, they would be a speed bump, you know, in the initial push, but you know, it would be only a matter of days before the rest of the world, you know, squashes them out. And I think that's why that prevents them from acting out, you know, like probably they want to.
Yeah, the demilitarization zone has been super helpful. And every once in a while, there's some kind of weird thing that happens in that line. But I think that was smart that was created between the North and the South. And I feel like each person who's taken over that country gets a little more crazier and crazier. And they say that Kim Jong-un's sister will be even worse than him. So
it's interesting when you see like a satellite photo of night. And you see the lights of South Korea and you see pitch black in North Korea and you realize, you know, how much less they have when it comes to, you know, industrialization and technology. It's got to be, you know, quite a difficult existence to be in North Korea unless you're one of the selected elites. But it goes to show you, you know, what can happen with authoritarianism and when you put too much power in the hands of a few, and it doesn't turn out too well.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit about me, because I haven't shared really anything about me other than that my dad was stationed in Korea.
Yeah.
I grew up, as I said, as an Air Force brat. You know, for people who are listeners that are not military, you know, the children growing up, they get the nicknames as being brats in the military. But, you know, so I grew up that and as a dependent in the military. And, you know, I'm sure Brandon will agree, but not everybody does. You know, I personally didn't serve, but I will say families do serve. You know, there's a lot that goes on in the family life when you grow up in a military community. And so to me, I would say families serve as well, just in a different capacity. So I would say in that regard, I served, but just not in the same capacity as my father. And my father was a clinical and neurological psychologist. And the reason I'll share that is it will also talk into kind of how it led me into where I am today. So a combination of being a military kid, my father focusing on mental health for military veterans, you know, as being in his role as psychologist, and myself, you know, I've had several major catastrophic health issues that I've been told more than once that I wasn't going to make it through the night. My family's been told that, starting at age 6 with leukemia and, you know, moving on from there. And the last time my wife and my mom were told I wouldn't make through the night was 2019. So not even that long ago. And, you know, 2015 was another time. Like, so there's been this constant where I deal with physical and mental pain. And, you know, there was through that growing up, there was points in my life that I was suicidal and very much so. And I got lucky that there was always somebody around. At the time, it was the worst time. Like, you were never happy when if you're trying to commit suicide and somebody shows up. But now I'm blessed. I'm like, thank goodness that somebody was there. And the reason I went through kind of the backstory is, you know, in 2010, 2011 timeframe, I had some good friends come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And they were really suffering with PTSD. And it was affecting careers, marriages, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I thought to myself, it's really too bad that they're not able to get help. Like, I love that community. I grew up in that community. And I said, I personally don't understand what they're dealing with, but I do know physical and mental pain. I know what mental health is. I know, like, I could relate to all that. I just couldn't say I experienced what they experienced and what was driving them. And so I left corporate America and started a nonprofit called the Veterans Connection. When it was originally created, it was to cut through the administrative red tape for vets and get access to the benefits that are due to them. For all the people who are not veterans, that may not know this, it's quite a process to get access to your veterans benefits. You have to get your rating is a nightmare. You may have to hire attorneys. It takes years. You may have to go through multiple rating rounds. You might get rated, and then next time you say something wrong and they take some of that rating away. Like, there's just a lot of things that are involved in that. And so that was the original point of the organization. And then COVID happened, like you said, Brandon. And during COVID, I couldn't do any in-person things. And so then I had more time on my hand, and I started paying attention to the rising suicide rates in the veteran and first responder community. And so I went to my board and said, hey, we've got to change our whole focus. Like, we've got to focus on suicide. Like, veteran benefits can be part of that, but that's not saving lives. That's just making an impact in someone's life. And so we refocused and created a whole holistic approach to veteran mental health. And we do that through a four-pillar system. The first one's connection, rebuilding the brotherhood, sisterhood bond, keeping people from self-isolating, things like that. The second one's empower. That's your food, housing. That's where we put veteran benefits, childcare, things like that. The fourth one is align. If I can solve the first two, then we can get people out of fight or flight mode. You can't heal somebody if they're worried about where they're going to live or how they're going to pay a bill or eat, things like that. So solve those two. And align is alternative natural therapies. Like, we place PTSD service dogs, equine therapy, EMDR, like all kinds of alternative things that the VA doesn't do. And then the fourth one is Thrive, vets and first responders giving back to their own community. And that was the other thing that happened in COVID, is we moved from just veterans to adding first responders. And it was a lot to take on. Like, between those four pillars, it's a lot of programs. And so I went on my way to try to partner with for-profit and nonprofits. And I started getting a lot of pushback in the nonprofit community of, hey, you guys, we're all competing for the same dollars. We don't want to partner. And for me, it was like, I don't care if the donation comes to the Veterans Connection. I care that someone gets help.
Yeah. Right.
And so that led me in 2021 to decide to create a for-profit company to fund the nonprofit. Said, hey, I'll just go find my own funds, and not you guys can get all the donations. Mm-hmm. I'll fund it elsewhere. And so I created 22 Salute, which is a spirits and coffee brand. That's created as an impact vehicle to raise money for vets and first responder. Originally, it was just the Veterans Connection, but we've actually given to multiple organizations. Some of them Brandon knows that I've worked with in Las Vegas. Also we've given to three or four children hospitals, and one of them's in Vegas as well. And so our organization, 22 Salute, really driven towards making impact. And also the first spirits company to acknowledge that alcohol can have a positive effect, but it also can have a negative. And, a lot of people will say, oh, drink responsibly, but they just want to sell a product. They don't really care. We're the first ones to put a suicide crisis line on the back of our products. Because for us, it actually does matter. And, so that's a little bit about me. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've founded six companies, exited the first one at age 24.
Some of your other companies?
A nutritional company that exited at 24, and that one blew up across the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico was actually bigger than some of the other areas that we sold to.
Interesting.
And I only exited that one because we were... Basically, it was tied into water was part of the delivery system. And so anytime you have water, it goes under the FDA as a food. And what we were doing, they didn't feel like was approved way to manipulate water. And I was spending a massive amount of money on FDA attorneys. And basically it came to it as, hey, you got $5 million. We'll approve what you're doing. just pay us and we'll go through it. And I didn't have that kind of cash. So it's like,
I'm crazy. Like, that's so ridiculous.
They were opposed to what we were doing. They were opposed that we weren't paying it to be approved.
Yeah. They just wanted their cut.
Yeah. They wanted to, they wanted their money.
It's so crazy.
Online travel agency, Gotta Travel. It's spelled GATA, Gotta Travel, which was Global Association of Travel Agents. And basically, at the time it was super cutting edge. You know, basically it won. It was the first travel community where you could go and post about your trips and things like that on the internet. It was back in 2001, super, super early, super new, but we had it where like people could come and say, hey, I want to be a global travel advisor through our company. And then they would go to like hotels and things like that when they stayed, and they would review them, and you would get treated like super well because the places knew that they were going to be rated. And and then the feeder off that was like, we were building the Better Business Bureau of Travel, basically. And so we could make money off the other side where people are wanting to make sure they had a good rating. And so it was a really super cutting edge thing on the travel side. Real estate's another thing that I've done stuff in, just all kinds of things. I used to train Forex trading. I ran Forex trading training programs, just all kinds of things through the years. But really, really giving back is really where my heart is.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love hearing that background too. I didn't know that, about those other businesses. And that's awesome that at 24, you know, you were able to exit, and we were able to sell. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, I won this exit. I sold. I made money on the deal. Yeah. We also did, I don't know. Do you remember the weight loss cookies movement?
No, I don't think so.
So we had a short stint where we were trying to like phase out of the FDA water. We're like, oh, we'll launch something new. And so we found a manufacturer that manufactured these weight loss cookies. And so they tasted really good, and they were to help you lose weight. We did that within the same company, but it didn't have the same steam, you know, because everybody who was buying was there to buy the product that was tied to the water. And so it was hard to get them to convert to weight loss cookies.
Yeah. You mentioned programs, for mental health. There's a organization that I've aligned with recently over the last year called Sacred Soldier. And it's using plant-based medicines for healing of PTSD and other mental issues that have arisen. And I tell you what, it's the most profound experience that I've ever been witness to. And it's I'm sure as we explore and go deeper into our, you know, future podcasts, these things will come up, and we'll be able to go into depth with what they are. In fact, I'm even thinking about, you know, some of the guests that are affiliated with these other programs that we're a part of that, you know, could come and speak to those topics.
Yeah. And I have somebody, I don't know if he may say, oh, your podcast's too small, but he may say, hey, you're a friend of mine, I'll come do that for you. But
yeah,
I have a dude who, he travels the world talking about psychedelics and plant medicine and the therapies. I'm not going to say his name on this podcast. I'm not going to jinx it, but I'll just say how to find him. If you literally just Google the world's greatest formulator, he'll come up. He's formulated all the most cutting edge supplements on the industry. Like the guy's legit, and he's a friend of mine, but, he may be like, your podcast is just starting out, man. I get on these massive podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I think between the two of us, we've got, you know, pretty far reach into some incredible and know some incredible people, you know, of all different backgrounds that in all different, you know, followings. I think this podcast really has quite a potential to turn into something pretty big, even though, you know, right now it's super low budget and we're just getting it off the ground. But I think, it really does have the potential to take off, you know, especially when we invite, you know, these guests that would be honored to just join us in the conversation, regardless of, you know, the size of the podcast.
Yeah. I noticed that we have some comments. So I'm just responding to one of them.
Oh, I didn't even realize we had people watching. That's great.
Of course, man, people support.
That's awesome.
You know, that's that's one thing that I guess that's talking about support. That's one thing I'm going to talk about. I made a video on my Facebook, probably Instagram. I probably posted this all over the place. I do that every day, is post a video just within the last couple of days. You know, I want to say something about the tribe that you come from. You know, it's interesting because I'm not a veteran. You know, I support veterans, but I'm not a veteran. But you know, I've gone through some tough things in the last little bit, and the love, the outpouring and support that I get way more support from veteran community and veteran friends than I do. I mean, hopefully I'm not alienating my friends that aren't vets that are listening to this right now, but like literally they're more in tune to how I'm feeling and how they can support, and how, even though I'm not specifically part of their tribe. And, you know, it's amazing that, to see how the veteran community supports each other.
I think veterans see humanity on a whole nother level. It's one of those things where, you know, when you're in, you know, it's all about the person on your right and your left. And when you get out, that doesn't change. And being, you know, it truly is amazing, the support within the veteran community. And you're not the only one that's non-veteran that we support. There's a lot of friends, you know, that are in the community with us, you know, that have dealt with a lot of issues of their own, and we support them all the same. It's quite a beautiful thing.
It really is. It really is. It's touching. And I made a call out to that just the other day. And, you know, I think it's important for, if you're not tied in that community, that's fine. But, you know, my message in the video the other day was like, find your tribe. Like, I feel right. That's my tribe. Like,
yeah,
you know, find your tribe, find your support system, find, you know.
It's a pretty damn good tribe. And, you know, and we're all trained killers too. So that's, so that's a good thing to have.
Yeah. I mean, whatever, whenever I need to push that button, I guess I know some phone calls.
No, I think it's going to be really fun. This is going to be a great podcast. And as we, you know, start to hash it out and come up with our format and have our guests, I think people will really take interest in see what we're talking about.
Yeah. So I'm going to put up, I need to go change the banner at the bottom. Re-put this.
It's like, I need to create a login for this thing so I can. This is the first time I've ever used this platform, so it's all new to me. But
good. So let me add. So I just changed the banner on the bottom. We are working on, you know, we'll redirect our website to the official domain name. But right now it was a very long domain name until we do that. So I created a tiny URL just in the meantime. But go ahead and visit that. There's a link where you can fill out a short information about you if you're interested in being a guest. We may tweak those questions over the next couple of weeks, but at least there's a starting point. And, you know, we would love, you know, if you're interested in being on a podcast, we'd love you to apply. And, you know, we'll build it in as the topics, you know, we'll just kind of work through topics. And yeah, we're super excited.
Right on, man. This is cool. This is cool.
And I'm honored. Like, I'm beyond honored to be able to co-host with Brandon Mills. So
yeah, we're gonna have a good time.
We are. Well, I appreciate everybody. We don't want to keep this long. I told Brandon, I was like, hey, we want to keep this like 30 minutes or less if possible. Any other last things that you want to add, Brandon?
No, I mean, I feel like the stuff that I do want to add, you know, we can, it'll all come out in future episodes. There's, you know, as we're talking, I'm just thinking like, oh man, we can talk about this, we can talk about that. You know, there's, I'm sure that, you know, the more we do, you know, that's the beautiful thing about having something that's recurring and, you know, consistent, is that we'll be able to explore a wide range of topics. And then we'll be able to also discuss what's going on in our lives at the moment, you know, and people will get a chance to get to know us. We'll get a chance to know them. And it'll be really cool because, you know, we'll be able to invite listeners on. We'll be able to, you know, just kind of explore life and love and, you know, entrepreneurship and everything else. And it's going to be a fun journey.
Yeah. You know, one thing is, you know, Brandon and I talked and we opted for live versus pre-recorded and broadcast like some podcasts do. And the reason, we want to be raw. We want to be authentic. You know, we want to be able to invite people who are in the audience that want, you know, that want to jump on and jump into the conversation. Like we want to keep it, like I said, live and authentic. And, so we hope that you guys connect with that. And, you know, like I said, let us know topics you want. Brandon and I have some ideas, as well. And then Brandon will get his StreamYard account figured out, and then he'll be broadcasting live to his things as well, instead of just mine right now.
And we got to send Michael Peterson a free T-shirt for being guest number one.
I love that.
Because he's in there, you know, supporting us. I can see I'm looking at all the comments there, and I think it's great. So I'm excited to figure out StreamYard as well, so that I can be a part of the action when it comes to replying and engaging with our audience.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little about Michael. He's somebody that one of my friends. He's a bladesmith. He makes awesome customized. He's out of Utah, nowhere near me. Nice. He'll tell you it's close. But he's like 3.5-4 hours away, and he's like, "Oh, it's an easy drive." I'm like, "No, that's a hike, man. I just make that drive every day."
Yeah.
But you know, maybe down the road, not now. He's probably in between me and you of where he lives in Utah. Maybe someday we'll film one of these podcasts at his thing, and
Brandon and I will
make custom knives together. We'll yes. compete with each other, making the coolest knife.
You know what's really cool? In fact, I just brought my son with me yesterday to a car show. I got him a camera, and he's got an interest in becoming a photographer and a videographer. So, and I'm wanting to encourage that. He's 17 years old, about to become a senior in high school, and you know he's developing some new passions, and it's something that I want to support, and especially support in that, because it, you know, it'll serve you know, multiple purposes of, you know, building and creating more content for myself and for my business. And perhaps, you know, if he starts getting good enough, we can utilize his skills and efforts in filming, coming along with us, and while we're building knives, you know, doing a video content series.
Yeah, that would be cool. And it's really cool that not only like is your son working on it, but you're also, at least I saw from a distance, I assume it's still going on, maybe not, but you were also helping mentor a connection of ours kid, Lester, who was wanting to learn a little more about your business. And
yeah, he was wanting to start a merchandise store. And I got to get with Lester again. Lester, I'm helping him free up some time with the virtual assistant that I have. And which is great because he needs some more time. In fact, we'll probably have him on as a guest here at some point, because he's got a great story as well. And he's doing incredible things in the community here in Southern Nevada.
I'm going to make him and TJ get on a podcast together.
Oh my gosh.
And be civil.
Yes. That'd be great. Yes.
You guys are alive. You have to be civil to each other.
They both. Yeah. It's, I don't know what happened there.
I've heard the story from both sides, so I have an idea, but I don't think, I think it's more in their mind than reality.
I agree with that 100%.
But I love both of them.
Same here. Same here. I consider them both very close friends. It's it was a couple years ago now. But it was kind of when their feud kind of began. We did a dodgeball tournament at the professional lacrosse team, the Desert Dogs halftime show, and I put both their logos front and center, right next to each other on the shirt that everybody had to wear, and. They both kind of talked to me later about that. They're like, oh, I thought of that. I'm like, well, you guys got to figure it out. But
I mean, Lester's who introduced me to TJ. He called a meeting. He said, hey, like, TJ, come down to Leathernecks come meet Eric. And so that, you know, he's who introed me.
So they're both doing incredible things. So Lester is doing Southern Nevada Veterans Chamber of Commerce and MVP, Emerging Vets and Players. TJ's doing Veteran Social Club, and I see that they both serve two very, very different purposes, but so there's no overlap. The Veteran Social Club and the sports things being very much the social aspect, the Southern Nevada Veterans Chamber of Commerce being very much business oriented and military transition, focused. And so they're both doing incredible things. And I think if they're able to come together and rekindle the relationship that they once had, you know, both organizations would thrive.
Benefit. Yeah, they would benefit from it.
Yep.
Anyways, one of them is going to probably end up listening to this. And so
I hope so.
We put the gauntlet out there. Get along.
That's good. I was able to go on a psychedelic journey with Lester not too long ago. I don't know if I should even say that, but
you already did.
I guess it's too late. But it was such profound realizations and coming to peace with a lot of, you know, a lot of things that I guess before, you know, people tend to focus on a lot of the little things and let those little things fester and they turn into big things and for no reason at all. And when you can let those little things just kind of go, you know, you have such a much more peaceful life and it allows you to focus on the things that are important, that are big things, you know, instead of clouding, you know, your judgment on what you're focused on.
Absolutely. Well, perfect. We'll end it there. We're about 9 minutes past our target, which I just to be transparent, like when I set that 30 minute for everybody who's listening, there will be some that we'll go over. When Brandon and I were talking, we were talking about, let's try to keep it around 30, but if it goes 45 minutes to an hour, like we're not against that. But we also are conscious of everybody's time and want to make sure you're getting the value and time out of these podcasts.
Cool. Well, fantastic. Yeah. Good first episode.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And, I want to also give a special shout out to Jerrica, who has helped Brandon and I put this together. We basically decided we were going to do this like a week ago. And so we put this together and moved really fast. And so thank you. I don't know if she'll ever hear this, but I'm still putting it on the universe. We appreciate the help that she's put in.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you, Jerrica. Yeah. I'm so glad that she may be able to have an opportunity to help you in some of the things you're working on too. So
yeah, maybe we can drag her on one of these.
Yeah, we need more Jerrica's.
We do. Awesome. Thank you, Brandon. And thank you, everybody who has tuned in or is going to watch the replay.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Hold on. Don't hang up. End stream.
It's got a...